Blog Talk Radio.
This is your time with Josie. We'll have a blast every Friday right here. I'll make it memorable for listeners all ages. So glad you joined me today.
Hey everyone, it's Josie. Welcome to Your Time with Josie. It's so awesome. I'm seeing new faces here in the chat room. So great to meet you, everybody. I know you guys are so excited for our next guest. Just want to give out a shout out to the people in the chat room. Hi, everybody. Alan, friend of Abby, me, Krisha, Reba330, this one kid, and Tina. Nice to see you guys. So we have a super exciting show. And also, I wanted to announce that now on Your Time with Josie, we have caps. We have Your Time with Josie t-shirts and Your Time with Josie caps. And you can get them in the online store section of the website, josieshow.com. And so, yeah, that's very exciting. And also, I want to let you guys know that half of every donation goes to help animals injured by the oil spill in the Gulf. That's the donate button on there on the site. And also, every T-shirt, every dollar goes to St. Jude's Medical Research. So super exciting. And as you guys know, we didn't have a show last Friday. I'm sorry, but super, super excited that the reason why I wasn't there was because I went to a Melissa Peterman performance. Melissa Peterman is as Barbara Jean on the TV show Reba. And I got to meet her, and that was super exciting. And that photo is, of course, in the photos on Your Time with Josie, along with some of my guests that wore the Your Time with Josie t-shirt. And that is completely awesome. I just love looking at those ones. And Brianna loves Reba. Thanks so much. So glad you can make it in the chat room. And super, super exciting. What are you guys all saying in here? Hey, Basia, thanks for coming. Let's see. Can you guys all hear me? Just want to make sure. So let's see. Let me type this in the chat room. Awesome. So what are you guys saying? Room greeter. That is true, friend of Abby. We do need a room greeter. We definitely need a room greeter, except most of the time I'm usually in the chat room first, so I'm usually the greeter. But it would be cool to get, like, you know, one of those robot things that when you come into the chat room says, welcome, and that would be pretty fun. So Krisha says, yes, we can hear you. Awesome, awesome. Glad you guys can hear me, because if I'm talking to myself right now, that would be interesting. It would make for an interesting show. So let's see. Yes, you're welcome for the shout-out. So super, super exciting. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Also want to let you all know, our upcoming guests are on the site now. And we have some fun ones coming up. So let's see here. And also I just want to take a minute to mention this, that, you probably seen this on Twitter, Facebook, all those other social networking sites, that a special little girl who had stage 4 cancer died this past, on maybe like Thursday, Wednesday. And she's just a special little girl. She was 8 years old. And I just want to give a shout out to the Potvin family. Her name was Ellie Potvin. I'm sorry if I'm saying the last name wrong, but you can visit her site. liftupellie.com, and that would be great, you know, just give them maybe like a little comment, because I know that they're, you know, of course, they're a little upset right now, so give them a little shout out. And I just wanted to mention that. And also, people are reminding me that they also have a Twitter page, liftupellie on Twitter. So you could check that out. Let's see here. This one kid says in the chat room, aw, poor little girl. Yeah, I know. When I read that, I was in tears. I hate seeing that. I hate reading about that stuff, and it was very upsetting. And in remembrance, people are lifting up pink balloons, which was Ellie's favorite color, and so that is super great. I'll definitely be doing that. So I just wanted to mention that because I thought that was extremely big news. People on Twitter are, you know, mentioning it, of course. And also you could, I've seen on Twitter that a lot of people are actually posting pictures of this little girl as their default picture in remembrance. And so I'll definitely be doing that. And let's see here. It looks like our guest has arrived. So everyone, please welcome my talented special guest, Jillian Barbary. Getting a little technical difficulties here, maybe. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Jillian, how are you?
Is it Josie?
Yes, Josie. Hi.
You guys, your mom and you sound exactly alike. How are you, sweetie?
I know, right? I'm doing great. Super excited to be talking to you.
Oh, thank you. What a nice way to round off my week. It's nice. It's Friday. I love Fridays.
I know. I'm super, super excited. What are you going to do this weekend?
You know what? Usually I try to relax as much as I can now with two kids and the morning show. So we've got the pool, and it's really, really warm out here this weekend. It's going to be like 85 in the valley where we live. So just take the baby in the pool. He's 5 months old now, and Ruby's almost three, so just chill with the family. I love it. And, you know, swimming's good. It gets me back into shape, and hopefully I'll be in shape in 12 weeks when I shoot my commercial for Nutrisystem again.
Awesome, awesome. I love that, too. Summer has started for me, too, and me and my family love swimming. It's always a good exercise, and it's so much fun, especially with this hot weather we're having.
I think you guys are having hot weather. We get it all the time out here, especially in the valley. So I know you're really close to your parents.
Oh, yeah.
That's so nice, because you're 15 now, right?
Yes, 15 now.
That's wonderful that you're so close to your parents. It's really, really cool.
Oh, yeah, we're super, super close. I mean, she's even my manager.
that's probably the best thing to have, you know, your mom as your manager, because
yeah.
she's not going to pull any fast ones on you. That's what moms are for. They've got your back, especially.
Definitely.
It's a crazy business, you know?
Definitely, definitely. And, but yeah, I wanted to congratulate you on your new addition, Rocco. I saw a picture of him by the pool and also your daughter, and they're so cute. I love it.
They are a handful. It's fun. But it's funny because my daughter now looks exactly like I did when I was a kid, and he looks like my husband. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see if anything changes. But it's really funny for me to look at her because she reminds me of me when I was running around as a kid. It's really funny.
She is so cute.
Oh.
She is, and very tan. I'm jealous.
Grant's grandmother's Cherokee Indian, so she's got a lot of Indian in her, and she's very, very, very dark. I mean, she's kind of dark to begin with, but when she even sits in the shade, she goes extremely dark. So, you know, it's and the boy is really white. Or the opposite. Yeah, he's, like, really white. So it's, it's really kind of fun. It's a whole change in my life I didn't expect to have, you know, especially now, but it's wonderful. I love it. I used to, you know, everything was a career, and I did that forever. So it's really, really a wonderful place to be and to have a little bit of both, you know?
Definitely, definitely. And since we're on the topic, I was wondering, when your children grow up, would you like them to also be in this, in what you're doing, this industry?
Well, if they want to. I mean, I'm sort of a big advocate of them being creative and doing whatever they want, whatever makes them happy.
Yeah.
So, you know, if it's something like this, great. If it's not, you know, I've had many lives. I was a figure skater, and I was, you know, I've worked in many different areas. So I think if you know, they came home and said that they wanted to do sports or be teachers or whatever, it would be, I'd be very happy. This is kind of a fun business. It's crazy. It's competitive. But I certainly would encourage it if that was what they wanted to do. I mean, I came from Canada, and I never thought that I would be working in Hollywood, and here I am 20 years later here. So you just never know. You never know what the future has in store for you.
Definitely. Well, that's awesome. And also, in the chat room, a fan, Alan, just wanted to ask how was working on WWE. Probably remembers you in that.
Well, I didn't work in WWE. I mean, maybe it was another world that I used to wrestle in my dreams, mm-hmm. but I don't think I ever worked in WWE. I know there's an interview coming up with them, but Alan thinks that I'm a wrestler. Is that what it is? I mean, I haven't lost all my weight, so maybe he thinks I'm a wrestler. I don't know.
Who knows? But try it out. Who knows?
Yeah, listen, if it helps me lose weight, I'll definitely try it out.
I mean, it's fun. It's fun. It's awesome. Especially when you're in an angry mood, you know.
Maybe they mean the NFL, because I did work on the NFL for 10 years, which loved doing. And, you know, it's a boys' kind of world of football, but I had a lot of fun doing it. And Fox is doing the Super Bowl again this year, so who knows? It would be fun to go back.
Know.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And Reba330 in the chat room asks, do you have a Facebook page?
No, Facebook, I used to, and it was really me. And then they wrote me this really nasty letter and said that basically I could not be an imposter, that I wasn't the real Jillian Barbary. And I was like, no, really, I assure you I am. And it was hooked up to my website, but they didn't believe it, so they wrote me a letter saying it was official that they were taking me off Facebook because I was an imposter. And I think there's some actual... you know, people out there that don't like me, per se, that have Facebook pages. So, I don't even know what it's about. I have no idea. It's a very strange place. But I love Twitter, I'll tell you that much.
Definitely. And it's much better because there's things called verified accounts. So that works. So nobody can pretend to be you.
Exactly. And that's what I've got on Twitter. So it's kind of nice.
Yeah.
But, At first, I wasn't thrilled about getting kicked off Facebook, and then I thought, you know what? Who cares? I mean, I don't really.
Facebook
it was fun while it lasted. I used to catch up with a couple friends from Canada that I haven't talked to in many years, but other than that, I hardly used it. So, you know, I guess it's fine that I'm not on it anymore. You know.
Yeah, I find Twitter much easier though, and you could also communicate with a lot of your fans, and that's always fun too.
I love Twitter. I really do. I mean, Facebook was fine to catch up with the odd person, but Twitter, is for me, it's where it's at. I like it way, way better than the other one, than Facebook.
Definitely, definitely. And also wanted to ask, I understand on your new show, Good Morning LA, I understand that you do additional segments on there called Style File and Adopt Pet. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Well, Style File is something that I just brought to the show because L.A. is sort of, it's a huge city, and everyone here has such different styles, you know, from sweats mm-hmm. and flip-flops to diamonds and Fendi bags, and I just wanted to sort of incorporate all the new boutiques that are opening, and whether it's home furnishings or, great new spa treatments or new, the guy who does Sarah Jessica Parker's hair for Sex and the City. We'll have him show us how to get that look. It depends. You know, Madonna's makeup artist is a regular. She gives us different looks that she gives Madonna on tour. So, you know, we've had some incredible people on it, and we love to just sort of give the Los Angeles woman an idea of maybe it's a celebrity look for a much cheaper price, you know, the look of Vogue for an H&M price. So that's what we've been doing. I've been doing it for 15 years, and I love it. And Adopt a Pet, because animals are my passion, I started also 15 years ago. And, you know, it's just incredible how many animals out there need homes, sadly. And, something I'm kind of proud of. I mean, I've rescued a lot of them myself. I used to have five dogs, five cats, and a rabbit at one point.
Oh, really? That's so cool. I have a little dachshund named Toby and a cat, and they're my life. They're just like humans. I love
it. Totally. I totally get it. And when my husband married me, he was like, is this a petting zoo? And I said, yeah, pretty much. So when you move in, you become, you know, like a zookeeper. But, you know, I don't have that many now. They've died off. And, you know, it's just, it's hard now because I still have three cats and two dogs, but when you have a family, it takes over your life, Josie. I mean, like, the kids will completely take over your life, so it's hard, but I love it. I love, love, love coming home to a kind of a crazy house, you know?
Definitely, definitely. But I know for a fact that I will wait, and...
yeah, well, you've got... Please, I waited until...
I've got time here.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. I didn't even... It's not even like I waited. I just did my career, and that took me through my 30s, and before you knew it, I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm 38, and totally fell in love, and then started having babies. You know, got married and had a family. And it happened that easily and that quickly for me. So, you know, it's not something I ever stressed out about. I loved my career. Loved it and doing different shows, and I've had so many great opportunities, you know, from sitcoms to the NFL and my dating show that I had. You know, just all these wonderful opportunities. And then when I met my husband, it was perfect timing. It was great. It worked out wonderfully.
Awesome, awesome. And we also got to see a little bit in that reality television show that you were on, the
House Husbands of Hollywood. Yes, yes.
Yes.
That. And let me tell you something, Josie. When you get married, marriage ain't, but we weren't going to put on a pretty face. Marriage can be ugly. We fought. We weren't going to fake it, and we did. But, you know, we have a lot of love in the house, too. So it's a kind of one of those things where you let cameras into your life, and it's, the editors could edit it the way they do, and, you know, they chose to pick us fighting. We had a lot of loving in there, too, but obviously, because I got pregnant with Rocco, but it was quite an experience.
Definitely. Do you think that show would come back, and would you want to be a part of it again?
Well, you know, it's funny. The producers, the network is going away, so the show itself is not coming back. It would be different if it did come back. I don't know. I mean, I would think about doing something along those lines if it was the right kind of show. I don't know that I would do it with so many couples again. Probably just maybe myself and Grant. And maybe have it a half-hour show because I feel like it was an hour and just a lot of things going on, you know?
Yeah, and it does sound like a lot of work, but I do love it, you know, that we got a glimpse of, you know, what your life is like. And I absolutely love that episode where you had to do the CPR. You were trying to learn how to do that.
Yeah, well, you know, my husband, being the former Marine, is more, I guess, up to date on all that stuff, and I'm dumb. Like, I didn't know how. I'd never changed a diaper before I had a baby. So to me, it was all very scary and very foreign. And, you know, he's kind of Mr. Does-Everything, know-it-all, and I, you know, and it was very frustrating for me during that episode because it was real. It wasn't fake. I was really trying to learn. It was very frustrating. Yeah.
That is frustrating, but it was pretty fun to watch, I must say.
I'm glad that you were entertained, and I'm sorry about the dinner party, you know, profanities. They had to bleep us a lot during that one, but we were in a real fight. I mean, that was a real fight, and so was the money one. Let me tell you, Josie, one day you're going to make your own money, and you'll see. When you are married to somebody and it becomes your money together, it's hard because I lived as a single woman, had no responsibilities other than to myself and my job, and I was used to spending a certain way. And then I got married and had a family, and you just can't do that anymore. So it caused a lot of fights.
Definitely. I did learn a lot, and it was very entertaining and very real, I guess.
Oh, well, I'm glad. It definitely was real. It was not staged. They didn't ask us to... you know, do anything that we wouldn't normally do. So I had a really good time doing it. It was just a lot of work, you know. It's like I would come home from work, and then there would be cameras there waiting for me. So that was hard. Sometimes you just want to turn it off. You just, like, get the cameras out of my face, you know.
Definitely. That's what I would be doing, too. I'd be like, can I just take a nice bath by myself?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Absolutely. And then... Oh, sorry. What were you going to say? Sorry.
Well, it was just one of those things that if you ever thought about doing it again, it would make you hesitate. I mean, I really, really would have to think about it. And I don't know. I it's something that now with the new baby, you know, one of the networks had asked if I wanted to, they could film me from the hospital. And, you know, it was like a learning channel sort of thing with babies. And just to be in the hospital like 15 minutes after you give birth, and they wanted to be there until you bring the baby home. I was like, oh, my gosh, too much. I just want to wear sweats and be fat for a couple months and just not worry about anything and just be a mom and breastfeed and have fun, you know, and not worry about it.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's
exactly
what I did. I was lucky.
Definitely, definitely. And also, I know that you hosted another one that I watched. I know you hosted a TV show called Extreme Dating. Can you share any fun backstage moments from that show?
That was a blast. You know, for me, and it still airs, I think, on the Fox Reality Network or something, but it was just so much fun for me to do. And all of the stuff that happened behind the camera, behind the scenes, rather, a lot of it ended up in the outtakes at the end. And I swear to you, I had more people talking about the outtakes than the actual dates. Like, that was the most fun. The outtakes to me were just so much fun. I loved doing that show. I loved it.
It was hilarious. I absolutely loved it. And yeah, I still watch it to this day. It's great.
Thank you. It was a crazy show. I mean, these people put themselves in some pretty crazy situations, but and that's what I was, you know, I would have so much fun with it because these people were cuckoo. I really miss it. I really, really miss it. I would leave the morning show and go shoot that. And, you know, I was doing so many shows at the time. I also had the NFL, and I also had a national show, Good Day Live. And I had a sitcom, all of these at the same time. I had five shows, and I was so exhausted. But my girlfriends would remind me that I didn't really have a life. Like, all I did was work. But it was a great time. You know what I mean? Like, even if I complained about it, I think I'm so blessed right now to have all this. And right now I only have one show, so I look back on that and I think, oh, I'm so glad I had a good time doing it, because even though I was exhausted, you don't have that opportunity a lot in this business. So it's fun.
Definitely.
You got to appreciate it while you get it, you know?
Exactly, exactly. And do you have any advice for someone, you know, like me, that would, you know, want to be in this kind of business?
Well, you're already doing more than I was doing at 15, let me tell you. You don't even want to know what I was doing. trying to drive my parents' car behind their back, horrible things. But you're already way ahead of the game. I think, you know, the best advice I could give is A, don't listen to advice, because I remember starting out and telling my professor back at school in Canada when I was taking my journalism program that I wanted to be on television, and he laughed at me. And he said, you'll be lucky to, you know, bring anchor people coffee and maybe start in radio and maybe one day work your way up to TV in Canada. Da, da, da. And I was like, oh, I'm not listening to him. And I'm glad I didn't, because, you know, 2 months after graduation, I got a job at a network in Canada on TV, and I didn't have to bring anybody coffee, and I didn't have to, you know, be treated horribly. I was so fortunate, and I really just, I thought outside the box, you know, and I will tell you that even when I started in television and it was in Montreal, I was 22, and I was on a network, and I wanted to come to the States very, very badly. And I remember I sent a tape because I thought, how am I going to compete with all of these, you know, obviously people that are going to be from the States and Canada wanting jobs. But I wanted to move to either Miami or Los Angeles. I knew I wanted to live in a warm state. So I put a tape together, and it was of me doing the weather up in Canada, but it was all the screw-ups that happened and how I handled them. So let's say it was a blizzard and things went down, or a camera that went awry, or somebody walking into my shot. It was all sort of like bloopers. And I sent maybe 7 minutes of bloopers and just how I handled everything. And I was hired right away by a station in Miami to do the weather. And so I would tell you guys to sort of think outside the box and don't think conventionally, because sometimes adults will tell you, you know, that this is what, you know, you got to do this, you got to do that. You don't have to do anything. You know, think for yourself and do it your own way. And I'm sure if I would have told that professor that I was going to put a tape together of all the screw-ups and send it to the United States, he would have laughed in my face. So you just sort of have to believe in yourself. What you're doing is the right thing if you're feeling it. And just have a good sense of humor about it, because it's, you know, once you get in. And I never really thought, I never looked back. I looked forward, and I never thought, I can't do this. I thought, well, somebody's got to do it. Why couldn't it be me? And
exactly.
That's sort of, yeah, the best advice I could give, you know.
That is great advice, and that's exactly something that I would do, because, and plus, you know, listening to, because not everyone is going to be nice and support, you know what you'll do and stuff, but so far I'm staying off of that stuff, and I'm not listening
well,
to what anybody will say.
Oh, you will always have naysayers, especially now with the internet and with all of these forums out there that can be negative. You know, you sort of, like, you can choose to buy into it or just, you know, not have it. It doesn't make or break my day, put it that way. I love my life and I love what I do. I'm not oblivious to the negative criticism, but it doesn't make or break my day, like I said, you know. And I've never sort of been one to think conventionally. I've always sort of rocked my own rock and just done my own thing, and it's worked for me, you know. And I just think you have to kind of believe in yourself and not worry about the other stuff and not worry about, the only person I've really been competitive with in this business is me. You know, I've wanted this and I've gotten it. I've wanted to work at LA and I got there. And I wanted, you know, just, you sort of put it out there to the universe, and if you work hard enough, it will come. I truly believe that. I really do, Josie. And the negativity, it'll always be there. Like, even on Twitter, I could have 60,000 people and, you know, in one day, 25 people say, you were funny when you said this, or I liked your outfit, and one person, you know, say you suck and, you know, I hate you on that show. I'm like, thanks for watching. I always message them and I always say, thanks for helping us be number one. You know, like, what else can you say?
Exactly.
You can let it, you know, I got too much crap to worry about. I got a family. Everybody is. That's what I love about life. People are entitled to their opinions. And your opinion of me is no business of mine. That's all. And you can like me or not, as long as I'm, you know, true to myself. And, you know, it's always nice. Listen, it's wonderful to have people who like you and like the show and get it, but you're always going to, especially somebody who's polarizing like myself, I'm very outspoken, and some people are going to love it and get it, and other people are going to hate it, and I have to accept that. You can't, you know, and that's part of what I do, but I love it. I love it. I wouldn't have it any other way. I love that everybody has an opinion. That's the beauty of living here and, you know, having access to television and the internet and stuff. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Absolutely, and keep going, because you have people like me that would support you 100%, I promise,
wow,
and laugh everything that you will do. So,
well, thank you, and I'll tell you, you're doing great. I can't believe you're 15 and you have your own radio show. That's incredible. That's like crazy. It's so cool.
It's so much fun. It's so
good
much
for
fun.
You.
I started
reading some of your tweets, and I know you love Follow the Blonde, so that's what I've been doing, and just kind of following the whole thing, and it's really that you love Melissa like that, and it's aspirational for you, and you have to, you know, I had people back when I was your age that certainly inspired me, and, you know, it just takes that one person to motivate you to do what you do, maybe. And I remember it was an anchor woman, and I interned, and her name was Donna Skelly, and I interned back in Canada, and she, you know, they can treat interns pretty poorly, and she pulled me aside and said, you know what, one day you're going to, I could see you in the States. I could see you in the, and I was like, oh, that's really cool. And I never forgot that, because it came from a legitimate person in the business who kind of said that about me. And it kind of made me fired up about doing it, because until then, I'd only been told by the teachers, the professors, and this and that, you know, well, don't expect to go to the States and don't expect to, you know, to be on TV right away. You've got to maybe work in print, and then you've got to work your way up to radio and run coffee to anchor people. And I was like, oh, gosh, I don't want to do all that. So, but also I would tell you, and the best advice that I was given is to be ready. Unfortunately, I know how close you are to your family, but is to be ready to move. Like, I grew up in Toronto, just outside of Toronto, and my first job was in Montreal, and I took that, and then my second job was Miami. So I moved to another country. I didn't know a soul. I didn't have a green card. I had nothing. But I was 24, and I knew I wanted to do TV. So I just did it, and I got a lawyer, and I got a green card, and I did everything on my own, and then a year later, I came out here to Los Angeles at 25, and I've been here ever since. So you just sort of have to, and I didn't know anybody here either, but you have to just believe in yourself that you can do it, and you'll do it, and you'll make time for family, and they'll visit you. Are you kidding? My family from Canada now, they can't wait to come down here. They love
that
it.
That is so awesome.
Yeah. So you can do it. It's just, you know what? You'll do it. That's all there is to it. You are the master of your own path. There's no reason you can't, you know?
Thank you so much for, like, the great advice.
Of course.
That's awesome.
Of course. And,
I'm
glad that you asked me to be on the show. It was absolutely delightful.
Oh, yeah.
You're a sweet young girl, and I just wish you all the best. And I'll be following you on Twitter, so keep me updated.
Awesome. Will do. Thank you so, so much. I knew you had to leave early, so thank you so much.
Of course.
And absolutely. And give your babies a hug for me.
I will, and have a fabulous weekend, all right?
All right. You too.
Thanks, Josie. I'll talk to you soon. Bye, honey.
Bye. I'll tweet you.
Bye-bye.
Awesome, awesome. That was so cool. Thanks, everybody. Isn't Jillian awesome? I think she is so cool, so talented, and I'm glad you guys all had such a blast. And also, I just wanted to, of course, say a little thank you to Jillian for coming on my show and everything, if she's listening still, and I think that was awesome. So now we are going to play the game. Game time. And so this is how the game will work. We are going to be giving away a Your Time with Josie cap, and we're going to pick some lucky person in the chat room right now out of a hat, and the winner will get the cap that we will send to you. And so here is my manager. Take it away.
Hello. So let me see here. We went ahead and put all of the names. We went ahead and put all of the names into a drawing during the show here so that we could take a look, and the winner is going to get a brand new Your Time with Josie hat, just kind of like a baseball cap. And they are fantastic, great color, wonderful stitching. They are absolutely beautiful, so you will love it. Let's go ahead and pick a name out of here, and we will have a winner in just a few seconds.
All right.
All right, and we have a winner. It looks like Gunther in the chat room. Gunther, G-U-N-T-H-E-R, you are the winner of a brand new Your Time with Josie cap. Josie will come on and tell you how it is that you can get your prize.
Congratulations, Gunther. So you can get your prize by emailing your information to me on where I can send your cap. You can send it to josie@josieshow.com. Send your address, and we will give it to you ASAP. And also, we also owe Alyssa for sure, who was in the chat room the week before, a cap also. We just got the new batch, so we're going to give those to you ASAP. So awesome. And now let's see. And everybody, you guys can call in now. Call in, definitely. Call in to chat with me. Yes, Gunther, send your address to josie@josieshow.com, posting in the chat room, and then I'll give you your cap. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And so let's see here. Just wanted to give a shout out to the new friends of mine, Gunther and Bossy. Thanks so much for coming in. And so, yes, awesome, Gunther. You can do it anytime. You could just make sure you send it to me, and I promise I'll give you your cap ASAP. And so, everybody, you guys can all call in if you want to. I know you guys were a little nervous to call in while I had my guest on, but she was so, so sweet, and it would have been awesome if you guys could have called in. And so let's call in, everybody. Call in. Call in, and we could talk about your favorite subject. That would be awesome. And so let's see here. Also, I want to mention that it is summertime for me. I mentioned it already when Jillian was on, and Oh, yeah, and I'm super excited, and as I promised Alan, I will be coming to Florida so I could visit my prior guest, who was Mario, and he lives in Florida, and also my other guest, Julian Pierman. That would be awesome if I could meet them, too, in Florida. So that would be amazing, and so I'm super excited because I want to go all over this world. I'm telling you, this is summertime, okay? Swimming, hanging with friends, and also I have been getting a lot of questions. I have been getting a lot of questions if I'm going to continue the show in the summer, and the answer is absolutely. My show is all summer long and all winter, every single Friday, every Friday. And the only time when we weren't on the show was last week, but I had prior engagements, so... that is exactly why. Gunther asked me, hey, Josie, are you going to watch the USA play soccer tomorrow? Awesome. I definitely will if you recommend me to. My dad will probably be into that, so absolutely. And that'll be super exciting. Alan is calling in. Awesome. Awesome, Alan. Call in. So, yeah, super, super excited. Everybody, I also wanted to mention, though, really quickly, that Jillian, who was who was just on her site, you can visit her, is askjillian.com, and also her Twitter page is twitter.com/askjillian. So just wanted to put that out there so you could check out her stuff. And Alan is like on. Alan, you there?
Who let the dogs out?
You're so crazy. Who let the dogs out? What other sound effects are there? There's a siren. Hey, yeah. We'll use that when someone's being bad. So how are you, Alan? What's going on?
Nothing really. I'm waiting for Abby to call in. She's sitting there
in
the chat room.
I know, Abby's nervous to call in. You don't have to be nervous. Trust me, you don't have to be nervous of me. I mean, come on. Oh, wow. Definitely don't have to be nervous. Come on in. Come on in, girl. Sit on down. Sorry. So what are you doing? What are you going to do this Friday? Saturday.
I'm listening to a radio show.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You should be. You should be. The best. You have to do a side note that you're listening to the best ever radio show in the whole wide world. Mm-hmm.
And you should tell everybody that next week you have two guests.
Oh, yes. Amen to that. Yeah. So let me just mention this here. Next Friday, we have two amazing guests, Stephen Bloom and then Jordan Mallory, two awesome, fantabulous people. And then July 9th, I have two other guests, Susie McIntyre and Amber Lilly. And then one guest for the next three Fridays after that. July 16th will be Colt Chambers, July 23rd, Sarah Salve, and July 30th, Alexandra Moore. And I can breathe. How are you? And I know. Nice. Thank you. I'm bowing right now. Thank you. But yeah, and I wanted to mention, people have been, I saw that on the chat room, people were asking me to sing SpongeBob with Jillian, but SpongeBob. Now, how about I sing it with you instead, actually, because yeah. How about that? Come on.
I don't sing.
You have to sing.
Hi, Captain.
Pants. Hey. But yeah, so, by the way, how about nice. So I'm guessing that's how Dunkin' Donuts was.
Well, I tweeted pictures of my friends at Dunkin' Donuts. There's Skippy the Squirrel and Nutty the Red-Headed Woodpecker.
Yeah.
And I have pictures of Quacky the Duck.
Fabulous. I saw those pictures. They rock. Definitely.
Yeah, you got to go to Dunkin' Donuts and make friends.
Especially since like they eat donuts. I mean, how cool is that, dude?
And you got to schedule your mom to be on the show so she could be your guest.
Mom. Hi, Mom. How are you? I got some questions for you. So tell me a little bit about your amazing daughter, Josie. What's she like? I mean, come on. That'd be awkward. That'd be awkward, I'm telling you. Are people
asking
me to do karaoke?
Yes, as Tina said, Gunther should call in and sing with Josie. So call in, Gunther.
That would rock. Oh, yeah. Come on. Do it. You don't know exactly what you're expecting at your time with Josie. I mean, it's kind of just random with a side of interviews.
And everyone
and
listening should go to the website and sign Josie's guest book.
Heck yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Go to my guest book and sign it. Say some awesome stuff.
And don't forget about Josie's blog, because Josie forgets about it.
It's true. Bad Josie. I know. I do sometimes. But it's okay. I'm actually going to update it. Like, I promise you, after the show, I'm going to update it. I promise. I'm going to say some awesome things. And also, I want to mention that Your Time with Josie is now on MySpace. So, well, actually, it has been, but I haven't really, you know, told anybody about it. So, check that out. I believe it's, I think it's myspace.com/Josie Show, maybe-ish. I don't remember. Oh goodness, someone made it for me. So it's not that. Okay.
And coming
I
soon,
I will...
your time
coming
with Josie
soon.
Will have access with Skype, so you'll be able to call in using Skype, which will come in handy because we have some guests coming up from Australia.
Ooh, definitely exciting. But
in fact,
yeah, so
there's some big name guests coming up that we can't exactly announce yet because the dates haven't been set yet.
Exactly. Let's just say we have amazing things coming up on Your Time with Josie. So that means that you have to tune in every single episode so you can see what's going on. And of course, talk to the guests. Don't have to be scared.
In the next couple of months, there's going to be new links on the website because Josie's show has been nominated for Internet Radio Awards.
Oh, my. Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious. I have submitted
Oh, my gosh. Okay, Mom is jumping up and down right now, super excited. That is awesome.
Don't really take place until, like, towards the end of the year. And at the beginning of the year, there's a ceremony that you're going to have to fly to.
Okay, then you're going to have to give me, definitely, so you're going to have to, you're just going to have to, give me the link to that, and people, it's a voting thing, right?
As soon as they send me all the details, I will post the link so people can go and vote and check it out, and you'll get all the information. Right now, I just submitted it, so I got to wait till they do their thing.
Thank you so much. That is awesome. Everybody is so excited. That's so cool. So when that happens, peeps, you got to vote, okay? Come on. Awesome, please. That would be so, so cool. That would be awesome.
And
so,
there's
going to
be a show soon with a lot of Josie's friends from a fan site called CaseyKellyville.com where all the staff there is going to be calling in to harass Josie.
Oh, yeah, that's exciting.
And I'll let Josie explain how crazy these people are because she just sits there in chat rooms with them just being entertained. And one of them's in the chat room now, Abby.
Awesome. And Abby was the one that was scared to call in. You got to call in, girl. But, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah,
Hi, Abby.
Abby's crazy. She makes me laugh.
She is awesome. Like, I talked to her on Twitter and everything, and she is super, super, super sweet, super awesome. Of course, I talked to her on AIM,
too. She's always asking people what kind of babies they want.
She should have asked Jillian that one. I mean, you know, that would have been...
Jillian already has kids.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I mean, additional kids, of course.
she was going to ask you that question, but your mom was kind of like, she better not have kids.
Well, you know how moms can be. But, yeah, that's awesome. That's so cool. And she has to come on, definitely, Abby, if you're listening. And it's awesome. It's awesome.
And she would make this big announcement for, like, towards the end of the summer when the Josie Show goes on the road?
Oh, yeah. I forgot to mention that. We are – your time with Josie is actually going on the road. We're going to – of course, we're going to be chilling at Florida, so I can do it from location. Hopefully, I could do it at that at the Children's House Museum so bad because I had Mario, of course, as a guest. And that would be awesome. That would be awesome. Hopefully he wants me.
We're definitely going to do a show at the Schoolhouse Museum, and Mario will be there and be on the show again, and everybody will be wearing their Josie T-shirts. And you're going to be an honorary museum curator.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to have a big party with pizzas.
Oh, yeah, big party with pizzas. You know how I love my pizzas. Pepperoni, please. Definitely. That is so cool.
And if you want if you want Josie to bring her show to an area near you, just email her, tell her what events are going on Friday when she does her show, and she'll see what she could do about it. Because it is expensive
to
go places, and unless there's something really going on, you know, it costs money to do there, so there's no sense going there just to do a show. You got to do it from someplace that has something going on.
Absolutely. And so super excited.
And if you want autographed pictures of Josie, just email her, and Mom will take a picture, and she'll sign it.
Absolutely. I am so excited. That is super cool.
And for all the guys watching, if you want your own Josie, you just got to wait, like, at least 3 years.
Okay.
And then we're going to sell you to the highest
maybe.
Bidder.
No, I'm kidding.
We're going to sell you to the highest bidder so Mom gets some of her money back for paying for the show.
Yeah, the highest bidder. It has to be uber high, okay, people? But, okay, so Gunther says something. Oh, here. I watch Jillian on the news in the morning, and she brings her dog on the show with her. That is super cool. I watch her show, too. I love her, and that is exactly why I want her on my show. She is awesome, and you could tell she was super sweet.
How come you never have your dog on the show?
Well, first off, we need a new webcam because maybe I could do it from an actual, you know, kind of thing where, you know,
you could do a Ustream thing while you're doing your show.
Yeah, that would be awesome. But the thing is like, I have to figure out how they can hear the guests, too. That would be difficult. Mm-hmm.
No, we could do that.
You can do that. You can figure it out. I can't. But, yes.
We'll have Abby fix it.
Absolutely. So that would be so much fun. Like, seriously. And also, I wanted to mention that Gunther says, cool, Florida. Oh, yeah. Florida is super cool. I've been there before, but a while back ago. Like, a long time ago. Long time ago. Yeah. Mhm. Absolutely. Oh, and friend of Abby says, "Where's Alan? He's on the phone right now. That's where you're supposed to be."
I'm right here, Abby. Call in.
Absolutely, call in. Anybody can call in and chat with me. This is fun. This is what radio is supposed to be about. You know, talking with the people. You know.
I see Brianna loves Reba is in the room. She's a regular at the show. She should call in.
Gunther
should call in and sing with you.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. No, the show's not done yet. We're still on. We're still live. We're having some fun because we didn't want to end too soon. Let's see. Gunther says, I've never been in Canada. It's freezing there for most of the year. Yeah, I've never been to Canada either, but I would like to go because I do love to travel. And
I've been to Canada,
that
eh?
Would be awesome. Oh, you have?
I've been all over Canada, eh?
Ooh, eh.
People say A there a lot.
A. How's it like? What's it like? How's it like?
I didn't like Montreal because, like, everybody just speaks French there.
Oh, yeah, that would be difficult. Very difficult.
See, Gunther's
very
from
difficult.
Canada. So, Gunther, call in and say A.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Come on over. No, he's from Calgary. Ooh.
He's a Flames fan.
What?
The Calgary. You don't watch hockey.
Oh no, I don't watch any sports. I mean, I do watch some, but like, you know, I don't
Gunther,
usually.
Call
you know,
in and
like
explain
regular.
Canada to Josie, because Josie is like Canada naive here.
Yeah, well, you know, that happens
her,
sometimes.
You got to teach Josie what a toque is and what back bacon is.
Yeah, get to it. Definitely. So, awesome. And what's going on here? Friend of Abby asks, is the show being repeated or something? Oh, no, you started it over. Yeah, we're all the way, you know, we're at the end. So just fast forward. I'm pretty sure you'll be able to hear us. Gunther says, I'm cracking up. See, that's what you do here, you know. Sometimes, you know, you laugh, you cry, you sing, you smile, you eat sometimes because I have a nice little food here. So, yeah, never know what you're getting here.
Gunther likes the Calgary Flames, but he's more of a Edmonton Oilers fan. You see, nobody
Ooh.
In the States will, like, watch a team called the Oilers with this oil spill going on.
I don't know. You'll have to tell me that, because I don't know. So let's see here. Alan, you can answer friend of Abby's question. How does she fast forward? Just type that into her. So let's see.
And I see I'm watching a switchboard, and your mom's like clicking everything.
What? Oh no, she's not clicking anything. She said.
Everything's like lighting up and dimming and lighting up, and it's going crazy.
Really? Okay, well,
yeah.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
that's what you get
that's
for,
weird.
Like, that's what you get for the high price of technology.
Exactly. We did an update on this, so it shouldn't be freaking out like this. So let's see here. People have been asking me where I'm from. I live in Illinois. So far, it's actually a very, you know, if you're from Illinois, in an amazing part, like fun everywhere.
Josie's like from Chicago,
so far,
and she, Josie likes the Bears.
The Bears. Well, I don't know. I really don't like any kind of sports, but I guess my dad does probably. My dad's into that stuff. But for me, I don't know. I don't watch it. I don't know.
Everybody in Chicago likes the Bears and Dick Butkus.
Probably. That sounds very factual, so probably.
That is until you move.
Yeah, exactly. I'm moving everywhere, apparently. But awesome. And what
your
is,
mom says your dad is a Sox fan.
Dad is a Sox fan. Yes, he is.
How come he doesn't like a team that actually wins?
Good question. I have no idea. I do not
know. Okay, Josie has fixed her screen. Now she can hear the show again. Abby, that is. Abby,
awesome.
Call in. We're waiting for you.
Yeah, call in. Everybody, you guys can call in and talk with us for a little bit longer because we are soon going to have to go because I am going to be celebrating a fabulous show with ice cream. So
We're learning something about your mom now. She watches professional wrestling. She just likes big, sweaty guys in tights hugging each other.
That's nice, right? That's nice. That's nice. We're learning a lot of new things with this whole show thing. We're learning a lot. So, yes, absolutely, positively. Oh, yeah, my mother loves Kane on that shoe. So everybody, if you're, you know, after the show, you know, because we have to leave soon, but after the show, check out the site, check out everything, the guests. I named, you know, I named them, but just check them out.
Check out the new photo galleries.
Absolutely, photo gallery, got amazing pictures up there.
Tweet Josie a lot, telling her to add more pictures because she's lazy.
I definitely will, I promise. And also, we're getting some more pictures of your favorite past guests wearing T-shirts of Your Time with Josie. So I'll post those ones and when I get them.
Check out the new site that Josie's working on for one of her past guests and a good friend of hers, Scotty Thomas.
Oh yeah. Definitely. You know what? I have to plug that because you created my website, and you know I'm not very technology, you know, prone. I don't know how to do any technology.
You learn from doing.
Absolutely. I absolutely did, and you probably taught me a lot because I made, if I could say so myself, I made an amazing site for Singing Bee, part of the band. Drummer, he's a drummer, Scotty Cormos. He was previously as a guest on my show, and you can listen to the playback on there in the archives. Anywho, so I made a fan site for him, and I mean, I still have to work on it, but so far
and
it is pretty darn amazing.
And if anybody didn't hear what Josie just said, if you missed all that, just listen to the show again. It'll be archived an hour after the show ends, and play it in slow motion. You'll understand everything she just said.
Absolutely. You're going to have to do things. This is my radio voice, okay? The fastness, okay? That's my radio voice, all right? You like it? I've been practicing. I definitely been practicing. But anywho,
you need to cut down on your sugar intake.
That's actually how I get my radio voice, actually. Like, the sugar helps me with the fast talking and sometimes it makes me stumble a little bit, but we'll get to that some other day. Anywho, sometimes it makes me a little, you know, wah, you know. But, you know, it's pretty good. And also, I want to tell the site that I worked on. Okay, so it's called scottycormos.yolasite.com. Pretty soon I'm going to fix that so it's not the Yola site. But anywho, for the time being, it's scottycormos.yolasite.com. All one word, Yola site. So check it out. It's not completely finished yet, but I think it's pretty darn good because I'm not technology, you know, I don't do technology. So yeah, check it out. It's awesome. Pretty awesome. I must say so myself.
Super cool.
So a lot
of plugs today. You got your Scotty Cormo site and,
absolutely.
Casey Kellyville,
the
schoolhousemuseum.org.
Absolutely. Jillian, of course. Her side.
Yeah, and definitely check out some of the past guests, like Katie Cook, and you've had a lot of past guests.
Absolutely. Actually, you know what? For, you know, it doesn't even feel that long, like, I've been doing the show, but I, you know, sometimes I like to, you know, check out the, I usually like to check out, you know, my archives, and I have a good amount of guests, okay? I had 20 episodes already. That's
and one of the most
good.
Fun shows was actually the Ivies. So those of you who
love
music, check out theivesmusic.com, and you can see them on Twitter at twitter.com/theivies. And they talk to everybody, and they're on tour right now. You can buy their album. You can download their single for free and see the music video, and they're an awesome group.
Absolutely, and we got to get them back on the show because they're awesome. They are super, super sweet. And, yeah, they talk to everybody on Twitter and Facebook. They're amazing, amazing, and I listen to their album all the time, so you got to get that, okay? You got to get their album, okay? And it's on the website that Alan just mentioned. So yeah, check it out, and you could hear their playback in the archives. And,
and
I say SpongeBob with them, okay? That's awesome.
And the Ivies have quite a few friends in the chat room, like me and Abby
Absolutely. And
your mom.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Abby has known the Ivies for a year already.
Abby did?
Yeah, she's
awesome.
Known them a long time already. She
that
asked them what
so
kind
cool.
of babies they wanted.
That is actually very good, like, conversation starter. That is very good.
Yeah, Abby is a good conversation piece, yes.
Absolutely. I should use that one day, you know, with my guests. What kind of babies do you want? I bet I'll get a lot of...
Ask Jillian how many shoes she had.
She had to leave early, but next time I promise, because I would love to have her back on, I promise you, I would ask her that if she, you know, when she comes back on, because she, you know what, she has amazing pictures on her websites of her, like, with all this, you know, fashion, like, she has, you know, bracelets that she, you know, tells people about and her shoes. She has these awesome black shoes with these, like, pointy thingies on them, and there's a picture, and it's awesome. And it's super cool. And Abby also wrote that you have an accent.
I don't have an accent. She has an accent.
You actually do have an accent. I'm just saying. You do have an accent.
I have got no bloody accent.
No. Where are you from? Are you from Florida?
I'm from New York.
You're a C...
I'm from
why.
New York.
He's a New York gang.
You got a problem with that?
No, we like New York. I want to be at New York.
I got your accent
English.
Right here.
See, it does kind of sound like you, actually. No, I'm kidding. But hey, it's not bad. It's not bad at all. So let's see.
See, when you move to Florida, you'll have a Florida accent. Because people here are really slow and you talk really fast, so you're going to have to say everything twice.
Oh, that's nice. I'll be like this. Hey, can I please have that? And then they'll be like, can you repeat that? Can I have
it's
that?
It's an experience
please?
Driving here because of all the old people on the road. It's like driving in a geriatric 500. And they'll do like
nice.
20 miles an hour on the highway and not get out of anyone's way. And then they'll give you the finger when you pass them.
Oh, nice. Oh, come on. That's hilarious.
It's really interesting.
Very, very interesting. And yeah, Gunther, make a reminder that come next Friday to another Your Time with Josie show. Be a regular here. Definitely, definitely. So
and
that would be awesome.
The show.
Absolutely.
Keep
tell your friends.
JosieShow.com.
Absolutely. JosieShow.com. It's super easy to remember. I mean, it's really easy to remember. I mean, definitely.
And you could also make suggestions of who you'd like to have on a show, and Josie will call them and harass them until they come on the show.
Absolutely. So just send your requests. Absolutely. So just send your suggestions of guests to Josie@JosieShow.com, and I will definitely try and get all of your suggestions. I promise you. Definitely.
Yeah, Josie has a whole list of celebrity managers who she calls. And after a while,
mm-hmm,
they don't want her
mm-hmm.
to call anymore, so they just come on the show, so she stops calling.
That's actually, you just gave away my secret. No, I'm kidding. Everybody's been super, super nice to me. They love the idea and stuff, and I've met a lot of amazing people. Going here, and so far it's been very, very successful. I've only had maybe two no's, and then the rest of them were yeses. So,
well, one of those no's wasn't even from the celebrity, it was from their manager who had no clue what was going on.
Exactly. That's actually kind of, you know, how I figure, you know, all that stuff. You know, I can't usually talk to the celebrity, I usually have to go to someone, but that's okay. That's okay.
Well, there are those celebrities
I
that want to get paid even to call in for a half an hour, and it's like that's ridiculous because they're just calling in while they're doing other things.
Sometimes it just gets difficult, I must say, but it's fun. I like doing this, and So
when
yeah, my mom just
fails,
oh, my manager. She just said,
when
hey,
all
your friends.
Else, you just get the singing bee crew to call in.
Absolutely. If I'm ever in a pickle, I'll get them on, because I absolutely love the singing bee. They're so sweet. The singing bee guys and, you know, everyone, and of course Melissa. They're awesome. And I mean, I've been in a pickle before, so I know how to handle myself. Hopefully.
And you could see
and,
a picture of Josie with
one,
Melissa
though.
Peterman in the photo galleries.
Oh yeah, you could check out my new picture of me and Melissa Peterman in my photo gallery. And okay, that was awesome. Yes, I might look like crazy, but really, because I was sleeping in the car before. Because I was sleeping on my way there. Cause, I mean, come on, people. It's a five-hour drive. It was a five-hour drive to get there. And I was sleeping in the car. I got out, my makeup all nasty, you know, whatever. You know, and my hair was all, you know, everywhere. And so, you know, I didn't even care at that moment. I was just like, oh, yeah, going to get to see Melissa. All right. And that was awesome.
And,
it was so much fun.
Do you have all the information for that Melissa Peterman birthday project? Don't give away the details because you never know if Melissa is listening.
I don't think she knows anything about that.
But if you
know.
Have the details on who they could email and be a part of it.
Oh yeah, yes, absolutely. I'll just send me if you want any information on this birthday thingy.
And you don't have to spend money or anything.
No
you
money,
be a part
just
of it all.
You know. Exactly. No money, absolutely not. Just, you know, email josie@josieshow.com and just write, you know, birthday in the subject, and I'll know exactly what you're talking about.
If you need to spend money on something, buy a hat or a T-shirt or donate to keep the site going, where half the donation goes to help the animals in the oil spill in the Gulf, because it's very expensive to clean up those animals, and they'll die if they aren't cleaned.
Exactly. And animals are a big part of, I said, you know, this before, you know, in the show, that animals are a big part of my life. And I had to do that because it's so hard seeing, you know, kind of on the news and everything about, you know, animals that, you know, die every single day from this oil spill. So I want to, of course,
help
them.
And it's very dangerous now because it's tropical storm season, and the tropical storms are going to make the oil worse. And you're going to have more animals that need help, and they can't even get to all the animals because they don't have the resources.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's why, and that is why we are donating to it. So just, you know, if you can't, then as much as you want, just, you know, donate, because it's always a nice, amazing thing.
And clean up the beaches so people who come to Florida and live here can still enjoy the beaches, because a lot of the beaches up in the Florida Panhandle are now being closed because of all the oil.
See, that's also what we got to do. We really got to figure something out, because didn't they say that it's going to take at least another year or two to fix this whole mess?
It takes a while to clean up the oil because they have to get the oil out of the water and separate it. And the oil is still leaking, so they have to cap that yet. And, you know, it's not like you could take a big sham wow and just absorb it.
I actually think that that dude in the commercial should, you know, come up with something, you know, maybe a big sham wow, and then just throw it on the water, and then it
If that doesn't encourage people enough to try to help, think about the fact that SpongeBob lives under that water, and he's going to be absorbing all the oil. So you're trying to save SpongeBob SquarePants' life here.
Okay, people, SpongeBob is my absolute love, so we got to save SpongeBob, okay? So we got to do whatever we can to help SpongeBob, okay? So we gotta.
Yeah,
so,
start a Save SpongeBob campaign.
Absolutely.
Make it a trend on Twitter.
It's hard to make a trend on Twitter, but we should definitely cannot give up. Gotta try.
No, SpongeBob needs you.
SpongeBob needs you. Okay. So, but yeah, okay, so it's ice cream time. So it was amazing talking to everybody. Alan, of course, it's always a great time talking with you. And you'll be back
next week,
have to worry about it.
and the tonight's show will be archived in about an hour, usually about 8:30 it goes into the archives.
Awesome. And so then people could
if anybody wants a specific episode to put on their website or MySpace or Facebook or wherever, you could actually go into the archives, and on the player for each episode, you could click on share, and it'll give you the code to copy and paste.
Absolutely fantabulous. That was hard to say. That was a tongue twister. I'm like, absolutely fantastic. Okay.
That comes in handy for people
that
have
really
a
good
fan
idea.
Site for your past guests. And, like, on your Scotty Cormos fan site, you could take the code and put that episode on the Scotty Cormos site.
Awesome. Absolutely. And I'm actually, it's funny that you mentioned that because I was just going to do that after the show because I just remembered I was able to do that when you mentioned it. And also, before we leave, I just want to, Gunther says, cool, I can't wait to hear you call my name on the playback when I won the hat. Absolutely. You should actually record that and have that because, I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely. Oh. And before I forget, if you want the full player with all the episodes, you could just look at the player above the chat room that has different episodes listed and click share on that one, and that'll update as each show gets archived.
Absolutely.
So different ways of sharing the show and getting it out there. And we
absolutely.
Will be doing it will be on iTunes soon. We got to make Josie an iTunes account, so you can download it off of iTunes and listen to it on iPods and everything.
That's awesome. That is so, so cool. Thank you, Alan, because you're the main man in that scenario, because I do not know how to do that whatsoever. Yes, and also, Gunther, I will even sign your hat, okay? I will even autograph your hat, because that's going to be worth money one day. So if I were you, I'd keep that, okay? That's big stuff. Like, I'd wear that anywhere you go, just saying. All right, and then you could be like, oh, yeah, Josie, you know her. You know, you probably already know her name. But she, you know, she signed this hat.
Gunther, if you want to get on Josie's good side, take her for ice cream.
That is exactly how you can get on my good side. Exactly. Just, you know,
yeah,
a little ice cream with some sprinkles on top, and I'm happy girl.
Josie's mom bought her ice cream one day, and she became the producer of the show. So that's how it works.
That actually is how it works. She gave me a vanilla covered in chocolate dip, and I'm like, you know what? You're a manager. Simple as that. Simple as that,
Imagine if it was a double cone.
Oh, if it was a double cone, she'd be my co-host. She'd be on the show. She's like, now you tell me. Well, you know. You can give me one tonight. It's not over yet.
Now if you get her an ice cream cone that has, like, Reese's Pieces or M&M's on it, she'll marry you.
Exactly. And I'll even give you a shout-out on the show, okay? You're very welcome, Mother. So we actually have to wrap this up, and I will talk to you all soon. Thanks so much. Thanks so much, Jillian, for being on our show. On my show,
bye,
and it was amazing. And thank you, Alan, of course. And that was awesome that you came. And thank you, everybody, in the chat room. And I will talk to you all soon. Remember, come next week when I have two amazing guests, Stephen Bloom, who is the founder and publisher of Sacramento Comedy, and Jordan Mowry, who is an amazing singer. So come back next week. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Hello?